Hola.
Hola.
Bienvenidos a Lightspeed Spanish.
Bienvenidos.
Today we are continuing with our beginner series and we are talking about numbers.
Numbers.
Los números. Pues hablamos de todo en la segunda parte. The numbers,
Cynthia.
Numbers in Spanish. What's really interesting about the numbers in Spanish is it's something that we learn when we're beginners, yeah?
Uh-huh.
It's right at the beginning.
We learn that when we're beginners, and then somehow we kind of forget about it, apart from the ones we regularly use.
Sure.
But the bigger numbers, sometimes when I do this game with intermediate and advanced, you know, you get to some numbers that you go, oh, how do you
say
that?
Sure, absolutely. That's because we do them right at the beginning and then
yeah,
we never really
true.
Revisit them. We never really come back to them. There are a couple of angles that we need to look at. It's how we actually make the numbers and also the pronunciation of the numbers. We're going to start with the pronunciation because it's ever so important. Because I hear a lot, and you probably do as well, I hear a lot of mispronunciation of numbers.
I have. Yeah? I have heard that, yes.
Yeah. So why don't we start with the basic, 0 to 10. Cynthia, how does that go?
Cero.
Cero.
Uno. Dos. Tres. Cuatro. Cinco. Seis. Siete. Ocho. Nueve. Diez.
There you are. So we're going to just nip back to 6. Okay? So 6 is?
Seis.
Right, so watch out for 6 because we've got an E and then an I. And lots of us want to put the I before the E. Yeah, and we lots of us say Cies, Cies, and it's
yes,
not.
No, the E is pronounced E and the I is pronounced E. Therefore, it's Seis.
So really slowly, Seis.
Seis.
Yeah, okay.
Eight. Eight is another.
Eight, yeah.
Eight. Because, of course, in English, you've got the CH, which in English you can have two sounds. You can have the K sound, like chemistry, chemicals, and the CH sound, as in chest, or that's usually the two that you have, or SH sometimes.
Why do you think people choose OCO? Why do you think they choose
that as a pronunciation? And then some people say OCO. Yeah, I've heard that. So if you say OCO, we think you'd say an OCO.
OCO.
Probably.
OCO.
So it's ocho.
Ocho.
Because CH
ocho.
For us is always CH sound.
Mm-hmm.
Ocho, coche,
yeah.
Chatarra, chorizo.
Yeah. And talking about the 9, because there's a lot going on with the number 9, we've got a U, we've got an E, and we've got a V as well.
Yes.
So what happens there?
So the N-U-E would be nue, nue.
Uh-huh.
So we pronounce everything, nue.
Mm-hmm.
And then the V is pronounced as the B, nueve, nueve. And of course the last E is also pronounced, it's an E.
Exactly,
and it's
yeah.
Nueve.
Every vowel has to be
every
pronounced.
Every vowel is pronounced.
Nueve, nueve. So it's not, I've heard lots and I'm not going to put the sounds back in my mind that I've heard because that could
well,
cause
I've heard nueve.
Nueve. Nueve. Nueve, that would make sense,
nueve,
yeah.
I've heard. Sounds yeah. a bit French. Nueve.
Nueve.
I don't know.
Nuff. Okay, all right, and then we're up to 10.
Mm.
Then let's go from 11 to 20. How
okay.
does that go?
So, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay, brilliant. So, out of all of those, out of all of those, the one that I hear the most mispronounced is 20.
And oh,
it's,
yes.
And it's for the same reason as 6 is mispronounced as well.
Yes.
So, how do we say it?
20. 20.
20. And not 20. Okay?
Yeah, you hear it's like the other way.
Just because we flip it around, we're not accustomed to that sound.
The good thing about Spanish is if you really pause it. I know you have to change the way your brain wants to say things because it's engraved in your brain that two vowels and then you want to say the English way. But in Spanish, if you really pause and you say, right, that's an A sound, that's an E sound.
Mm-hmm.
Bane, bane. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you can literally, you can do it in syllables.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Bein te.
Yeah. And remember that the V is a B sound. So yes. You're not saying bein te. You're saying bein te. Yeah. Bein te. Okay. But then we've got, for example, if we look at the 1617, you've got one word that has a little e, I in, yeah? Which is the and sound. For example, 16, so you've got 10 and 6, but it's all one word, yeah?
Yes, instead of saying 10 y 6, so it should be 10 and then the Y, and,
yeah.
And then 6, we kind of put it all together and the Y, the E, becomes an Latin
I
instead of the Greek.
Yeah.
So it's 10 and 6, all one word. And you'll also see that with the 20s.
Exactly.
Instead of having 20 and something, it's like 20 and something, all in one word. I don't know why, but from 16 to 29, it's all one word.
Sure. See, 21, 22. Yeah.
Sure.
However, when we get to, now this is like a little tip just to keep in mind. We do have numbers that are separated with an E, with an and.
Mm-hmm.
And that range goes from 31 all the way up to 99.
Yes.
That's when we have the E. Beyond that, there's no E. There's no Y. It's
no.
All numbers that either don't have anything or have that co-joined I, yeah? Before we get up there, will you run through the tens, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, the pronunciation?
Up to 100.
Up to 100, yeah.
Okay, so 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
So they're fairly easy, aren't they? They're fairly
yeah.
Nice and straightforward. Let's just do a comparison of 21.
Mm-hmm.
And 31.
Yeah, basically when you say it, there's no difference.
No difference,
it's
yeah.
In the way of writing.
Yeah, so if you look how it's written, so 21 is one word and the little E, the Latin E, is taking that job of the and. But in 31, the three separate words.
Yeah, yeah? And 20, we say 20, 21. So instead of 20,
exactly.
21, which would mm-hmm. be... the case, but it's not. So it's 21, all mm-hmm. one word. 22, 23, 20, 20. Mm-hmm. The rest is 30, 40, 50.
Exactly, exactly, yeah. Right, so then when we get up to 100, what's 100?
100.
100. But what's 101?
101.
Yes. So as soon as 100... starts adding other numbers on, it changes
yes.
from 100 to 100.
Eso
yeah?
es.
Yeah. And then what about going from 100, 200, 300? How does that go?
Okay, so 100, and now 200, 300, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, 1000.
So there are three that don't follow the normal
yeah,
pattern.
Yeah, the ones that usually students are a bit unsure about are 500, which is 500.
500, yeah.
Which they want to say 500,
mm-hmm.
which is 500.
Absolutely.
700, 7. So it's not 7, it's 7.
7. Mm-hmm.
700.
Yeah, it drops out. Mm-hmm.
And 900, which is not 900, it's 900.
Nobe.
Nobe.
Yes.
No.
That's Nobby from over on shore.
It sounded like
Nobe.
Something else.
Okay. Now, the thing is, when you get to 200, 300, 400 and whatever, then those numbers start becoming working like adjectives and have to agree with the gender. So, for example, if you say 200 men.
Yeah, but that also happens with number one.
Sure.
You say
una
mujer.
Yeah.
Instead of, you wouldn't say uno mujer.
Sure.
Una mujer.
So how would you say 200 men?
200 hombres.
And 200 women?
200 mujeres.
So it has to change.
300 hombres, 300 mujeres. 400 hombres, 400 mujeres.
Yeah.
But we don't say it with ciento.
No, no. It's only from 200 onwards, yeah? When we get to 1,000, which is?
1,000, mil.
Mil. But that doesn't take on, 2,000 doesn't take on gender of anything, does it?
2,000.
So, 2,000 hombres, 2,000 mujeres.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
And if you want to say thousands?
Miles.
Miles. You make it plural, yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
And millions would be millones.
Millones.
So, 1,000,000, 1,000,000. Millions, millones. So you make it plural like you do in English.
Okay. So let's just although we're not, it's not really
let's not get
important to get to. But you've got a billion?
Billion.
A trillion?
Trillion.
Right. And what do you say? This is just as an aside. What do you say? You know when we say there were zillions of people there and we use zillions,
mm-hmm.
we make up a number. You do the same in Spanish, don't you?
Okay, well, in Spain we say tropecientas veces.
Tropecientas veces.
Oh, well, you could also say millones de veces.
Ah.
Or miles de veces.
Ah.
But it's very common to say tropecientas veces.
Tropecientas. That's making up a number that doesn't exist, mm-hmm. like zillion, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there was another word that you...
If you say, for example, in English, this is the... Umpteenth time
I've told you this, yeah.
Then we would use the word enésima.
Enésima.
Por enésima vez, quiero que termines hacer ese trabajo. Mm-hmm. No sé.
Okay, so let's finish with a little test. I know you've just seen the numbers for the first time, perhaps, so it might be a bit tough, but let's see how you do. So we're going to give you a number, and then you've got to tell us what the number is in Spanish, yeah?
Okay.
If you want to write it down, you can write it down, but if you just speak it, that's even better. So, number one. Give us a number, Cynthia.
In Spanish or in English?
English. They've got to translate it to Spanish.
341. I'm starting, like...
Yeah, big guns. Getting the big guns out.
341.
Okay. So that one's going to be...
341.
Okay. Okay. What about this one? 68. 68. Remember, we're in the range of the Y. So that's going to be 68.
Eso es.
68. Otro.
95. 95.
Okay.
Come on, give him a...
And what about this one?
A tougher
one. 999.
Okay. That would be... 999.
Muy bien. Muy bien. And the last one. 1,002. Not as hard as you might think.
1,002.
1,002. No E, nothing like that, no?
1,002.
1,002. Okay. So there you are. There's numbers for you. Now, the next lesson that comes out, we're going to talk about dates and we're going to talk about references to the past, to the 80s, the 90s, etc.
Okay.
Así que, eso es todo. De momento, ahora nos vamos.
Y nos vemos.
Hasta luego. Adiós.